Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, in the time of discord in the ummah, whosoever follows my sunnah will attain the reward of 100 martyrs. And Mufti Ahmad Yarkha Naimi, he gives a beautiful commentary of this hadith. He says, because when a martyr, he is struck, so it may be a mortal blow, he's struck and he attains salvation. So as soon as he struck in that way and he becomes a martyr, that's it. Salvation for him, reward for him. But the person who is following the sunnah, he is continuously hurt again and again and again. How is he hurt? He is hurt by the problems that he faces while he is following the sunnah, because this is a time of discord. This is not an ideal. The time that he is living in is a time where there are apparently more people who disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is what some people say: everyone else is doing it, so why should I not do it? Or why should I do it even if we're talking about religion? We should not be looking at other people and whether they are doing it or not in terms of observing or fulfilling our obligations. We should be looking at ourselves. Something is an obligation upon us, we do it. Simple as that. So Mufti Ahmad Yarkha Naimi, he says that one's whole life, all the criticism, the taunting, the teasing, an individual, a believer, he's continuously wounded. He's wounded continuously. And remember, the wound of a weapon may become better. It may leave a scar, it may leave a mark, but the pain will go. But these wounds of the tongue, they seem to be lasting. They seem to never go away. Each time you remember that moment, you feel that pain. So whenever, think about this, if you have wronged someone, you verbally abused them, you've offended them, think about this, that if you were offended, how would you feel? And there would be moments in your life where someone was offensive towards you, and if you remember that moment, it will bring pain to your heart. Even though it may have been forgiven and forgotten, as they say, it's just one of those things. It's such a wound, as soon as you remember it, you feel some kind of discomfort. So this is what Mufti Sahib is saying, that because of this nature, people criticizing because of the beard or following the sunnah, generally speaking, that lifelong exposure to all these problems and all these different moments of taunting and teasing, this is the reason why the reward of sawab is so great. 100 martyrs for following the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The main focal point of today's session was the hadith which described a person who embraces the sunnah, or someone who is patient upon the religion in a time of discord in the ummah, as someone who holds on to hot coal or burning coal. And the indication is that you have to have patience to be someone who is successful in following the religion.